Hello, welcome to my podcast show here on available on Spotify and Anchor. Hi, it's Tuesday, people, and it's a very pretty Tuesday too. And I feel like today's gonna be like one of those life-changing episodes, but it's true though. I've had a very life-changing experience, and it's just wow, it opened a lot of like new views of my life and stuff. So first of all, I want to say thank you so much for 3,000 followers on Spotify. I'm very grateful for all of you guys listening to me blab about things. I'm very grateful to have people listen to me, you know, because I feel like that's a part of human connection and it lacks in this generation, in this era, whatever. I just feel like it's kind of nice having people listening to me, even though I don't know you guys and you don't really know me that well. We're just two strangers in this planet. Being present with each other, you know, to each other. Kind of weird, but you know, how are you? Seemingly that me and you are two people right now having a conversation, but mostly it's just you listening to me talk. That so how are you really? Like, I hope you're doing good, because I'm doing good, and I hope that whatever you seek in life will come true, and you'll make amends with a lot of things. This is not going anywhere. Anyways, today is very interesting because I'm being quite open about this. It's kind of scary talking about this because it kind of opens a part of my life that I'm kind of scared to even tell my friends about, you know. But I feel like if we both want to really connect with each other, I have to be somehow truthful to you. So I just want to share like one of the biggest part of my life, I guess. So yeah, very fun. Unfinished businesses. Come on. It's dreadful, okay? But I feel like I do it a lot of time. I don't know if it's because I constantly need closure or it's just because I'm a huge extrovert. So I kind of researched it, like in therapy and counseling. Unfinished business means personal experiences that have been blocked, or like tasks that have been like avoided because of feared emotional or interpersonal effects. Many therapists believe that people have an urge to complete unfinished business in order to achieve satisfaction and peace. I strongly agree to that because it's all about closure, you know. Finishing an unfinished business is all about wanting to actually be at peace with yourself and where you stand with maybe a person or something that you've been wanting to do, but you're scared of the outcome. So it could apply to any sorts, so many sorts of ways and types and things. For me, it's just more of unfinished relationships that I had with so many people in my life before, because you know, I was the type of person that would befriend someone, and if I don't like them at some point, I would like ghost them. I don't do that anymore right now, but you know, before it's just like confrontation hasn't been my best friend, and I don't feel very comfortable about having those type of talks, like, you know what, me and you doesn't work and I don't want to talk through it. I feel like everybody deserve a chance to explain themselves, to redeem themselves, to show each other that they're better than who they think they are. But, you know, at some point, some people don't change, and you just have to kind of accept the way that they are. Either accept the way that they are, or you can just understand that they are their own person, and all you can do is just leave. So I've had a few moments contacting like an old friends sometimes, because I feel like there's always something unfinished between us, between me and the person, because I've been thinking about, you know, our quote unquote unfinished relationship before, like for quite a long time, when I'm not really, oh, what was that? Okay, when I'm not really talking to them, when I like stopped talking to them entirely. So I just, you know, I just think about them, and I just think, oh my God, I was super shitty to them before, and I just want to kind of make amends or see where we both stand with each other, you know? It's like, and you know, doing these things like contacting an old friend or making amends with people in your past is kind of like stepping out of your comfort zone, and sometimes it gets very uncomfortable, and especially in the moment when you're making your amends with them, and you're just like, oh my God, get me out of this situation. But I feel like afterwards it would be super worth it, even though the whole process was very uncomfortable to both parties, you know? And you know, even though the outcome isn't always desirable, isn't always going to satisfy you, but I feel like there's always lessons in every way in your life, you know? Like, oh my God, it just fell on me. My mic just fell on me. Wait, adjusting, adjusting. Sorry. We were in the heat of the moment. Like, are you kidding me? My God. Okay. So, what was I off? Oh yeah. So the outcome isn't always going to be amazing, and that is like completely fine, because not everything will benefit you. Wait. Not everything will comfort you, sort of, but it will benefit you. Everything will. Because it's like a butterfly effect thing, you know? Every path that you take, every different paths, they have different outcomes. It's like laid out for you. You have plenty of paths to take, and the outcome and the benefits that comes along with it will comes in various ways, you know, and it could affect you maybe the same, I don't know, or you know, differently, or but I feel like at the same time, at some point, they all kind of rekindle themselves together and build you this person, this whole person that you were supposed to be. I feel like all those paths will teach you very different lessons, but at the end of it all, you will turn out to be the person that you are ought to be. I think that's kind of beautiful, though. You decide what you want, decide where to go, and the outcomes will be different for you, and at the same time, it will all just end up with you feeling and being your one true self. And oh my God, that's kind of pretty. Tibu. So, yeah, you know, it's like unfinished businesses for me. It will never settle down. I will always think about it. Like, it's like recently I was, okay, I'm just gonna fucking say it. Recently, I talked to one of the people. Okay, wait. I talked to a person that I haven't been talking for years, okay? And I've had some kind of mixed feelings towards where we left off before, when we were little, where we were like far off from where we are now, and we haven't talked for years, and I haven't talked to the person, haven't contacted each other. We haven't even talked in real life that much, The things that we left off between us was awkward, uncomfortable, and it just wholeheartedly feels super unfinished. And it's been keeping me up at night most sometimes, because I just think like, what if I do this differently, and then what will become of us right now, I just feel like I'm doing something wrong and the person hates me, even though we have never really even talked. But so recently I called the person up, and I just need that clarity, need that closure of how we are right now. And finally, I can maybe move on and be my own person and stop, clinging into the past. And I did that, and then we talked. And then this whole image that I had of this person, it completely shattered. The memories and the history that we had together is just, it's not gone. It stayed in the timeline of where it should have been, Because, okay, I'm not being like dramatic. Okay, I know I'm being dramatic and stuff, but like, I've always feel like I'm stuck in 2019 when I was 16, I've always mentally, physically, and everything, I was just there. I was sitting there, but I'm here, I'm a different age, older version of me is here, is present in this moment. But at the same time, my mind and the way I think, the way I act, is like I'm back in 2019, I'm back being my 16-year-old self. And I think maybe because clinging into something or someone is comfortable, sort of. It's like if you're not clinging onto something, not believing in someone or something, then what is life for? It's like living a unleadership life. I'm not making sense, but like it's like you don't have a lead in life. It's just, if you don't cling, this is my belief, I think, if you don't cling onto someone or something, it's like, what's the point? So I've been clinging to this person for years, okay? And then we talked, and our relationship, our unfinished relationship, came to an end. It closed itself. I was kind of like reborn. Dramatically speaking, I was reborn entirely. I was suddenly, I'm a different person. Suddenly, I realized that, okay, I'm this age in this year right now. I shouldn't go back there again. Suddenly, our memories stayed memories. I don't have to constantly think of the things that we did together and our history together. It's there behind me now. It's in the past now. I don't have to think about it anymore. And then this result to like spirals of trying to make amends to other people too. So I started calling everybody that I've made wrong. It was very therapeutic, okay? I just started calling people that I think I've had unfinished businesses with. I don't know, to find some kind of closure between us. It could, benefit me and benefit the person too. And it kind of worked. I started contacting these people and I started being aware of where I stand in this person and in this age that I am in right now. It made me realize that it's not awful to be nice to people. No, like, and then I got my closure. I got my wake up calls, I made that myself and it was worth it going through all that embarrassment and uncomfortable feelings that we have of each other, that we had of each other. I mean, it's fine, you're not gonna contact this person ever in your life anymore. It's like a one-time thing. And this one-time thing gives you the closure that you always wanted for years, it's like I was, it's like a reincarnation again. It again, no, it's like I'm a different person when maybe I just, started realizing that this is my life. This is where I am. I am in this age and in this year, and I'm doing this thing, and I'm surrounded by these people. It's like suddenly everything that is like in the moment right now is just coming back to me, even though I am in it, It's like my 16-year-old self has waved goodbye to me, and she's in the past. She's gone. She's a memory. And it kind of made me realize those memories, I've been putting them in the moment, even though they don't belong here. And now, when I've had closure of these memories, of these people, of my past, it's like the wounds have closed. It's like, metaphorically speaking, it's like a plastic of bread loaf. Wait, loaf is a bread. Loaf is bread. Okay, it's like a plastic of loaf. Okay? You know what? It's just an open container of bread. Okay? Just get with me right now. Okay? Just listen, listen. So you put a bread in a container and you didn't close the lid. In a few days, it will get moldy and you won't be able to eat it anymore. That's the thing with closure. That's the thing with unfinished businesses. It's like you have a choice to either close the lid or take the bread and eat it. Or, it's too late and the bread gets moldy, you have to buy a new one. So all of these different paths of where you can deal with the problem, it will result to the same thing too. At the end of it, you will eat the bread, even though it's new, even though it's old. The bread will be inside you. This is actually a deep metaphor, okay? Just listen, just listen. So, you can choose to close the lid or eat it at the moment. You can choose to do absolutely anything. You can feed the bread to the ducks or something. You can do anything with the bread to prevent it from getting moldy. Or when it did get moldy, you buy a new one, plastic of loaf, and the cycle goes on. That's the thing about unfinished businesses. You can either take on it and leave your heart at peace, have that closure of yours, and leave both parties relaxed, sort of, and just, accepting that time has passed on and it's time that you do the same thing and leave the past in the past. Or, you wanna get the bread moldy, you wanna just save it for a few while and torture yourself and then have a take on it. Or maybe never, I don't know. You can do literally anything with it, but unfinished businesses, it doesn't sit right in your heart or life. At some point, you have to have a take on it. And I'm glad I did it now when I'm still in my last year of being a teen, and it's all just came rushing back to me. I am living in the moment. Why am I super clinging on the past when they don't even cling to me anymore? It's like I'm holding on to a twig or something. It's literally like an open wound. It can heal. You leave a wound open, it can heal. At the same time, yeah, that's my point, okay? You leave a wound open, it can heal. I am a open wound and I'm healing. And then I just, something came up in my mind like, this is maybe grief. Those 5 stages of grief. This is my last step. And I didn't even realize that I'm going through these my 5 stages of grief, of having having a stand between me right now and me 3 years ago. So we kind of shook hands now. I am in my last step of grief. I am accepting things, and it's kind of beautiful. Beautiful. It's kind of pretty. It's like all of those grieving, those depressive moments of my life, it was worth it. Not getting up from bed and staying off getting out with my friends or being social or talking to people at all. It was worth it, everything. Now I'm accepting that I'm a changed person and it's fine to live in the moment and not cling on the past anymore. I mean, it's not really a big deal, but some people don't even realize that they're in the past, They're still clinging in the past, because I did that for years and now I realized it, At some point, I just think like I wish I could forget everything that me and the person went through. Like the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. My favorite movie, by the way, amazing movie. Like I think like forgetting every memory that we had is so much better than remembering everything and not having the privilege or power to change its fate, But that's BS. That's literal crap, because I can get up and make a change of it, and I did. And suddenly I realize it's not so bad having those memories in the back of your mind. It made you superhuman. No, it just made me. It made you human, It's fine sometimes at some point in your life to cling for a while onto your past and suddenly have the urge, have the nerve to make the call, or to text someone, or to meet them, or anything that can put your heart and mind at ease, because it's super worth it. The uncomfortable moments, the awkward silences, suddenly you feel reborn. So, yeah. Yeah. My God. It's like life changing now. I feel like I want it. I feel like I can take on the world. I can do anything now. I'm being mad. I'm being serious. Yeah. Oh, so like, how do you know? How do you know that your business is still unfinished, right? Speaking about a person here, like an unfinished relationship, I feel relationship is in like a friendship or like people that you've dated or people that you've done wrong in your past or something. If you still think about the things that you did to them or you still think of them in general, then maybe that's when, you need to realize that you need that clarity from them, even though it seemed impossible to talk to them or have. You just need to get up, make the call, text the text, meet the person or something, Because if it will feel like, you would feel like the where you guys left off, it just feels complicated. So you're for a long time you get super confused of where you guys left off. So I think that's one of the crucial what is that called? Oh my God. One of the sign, yeah, one of the biggest signs that you still have unfinished businesses with the person. Yeah. Or you still cling on the pattern, stuff that I said before. Or even things, I keep a lot of playlists. I maybe have like 200 playlists on Spotify right now, and some of them are breakup playlists or like love playlists from, things that I gave people that I don't even talk to right now. So after all of this, realizations and stuff, I started deleting them and I feel so clean. It's like, okay, I got the closure that I needed. And it's time to move on. It's time to go. It's time to let go. Now I feel like I hold so many new possibilities of being a new person and giving out good things to other people too. It's like I'm finally accepting that I am a different age now and I should act like it, You know when you're like young and you feel like being nice to people is not cool. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it's fun dating a lot of people and breaking up with them suddenly and not feeling anything and being crap to them, not having an explanation to them at all and stuff. It was cool back then, me speaking as a teen. Before young teen before, so like blah blah blah, it was kind of cool, blah blah blah, but then I started growing up and I realized that there are plenty of people that will do wrong to them, and I don't want to be one of those people. I at least want to give off a nice memory of each other, I wanna be good to people. I have not been good to people. I've actually been so mean. I break people and then I leave just like that. No explanation, no closure to them. Like they deserve some kind of closure. And I feel like, all of these things, it came back to me like karma and it stinks, okay? So I don't want them to feel things that I felt too, so I won't give them the shit treatment just because I think that it was cool before. I feel like if you want something, you say it. If you want something, you work for it. If you want closure, you get it. If you know, it's not corny or cringy or dramatic to go after something that you really wanted or be sure of what you want or need to other people, even though they seem you as straightforward or anything like that. But at least you're honest. At least you have honest intentions, and you come off having good energy and giving good vibes and stuff. I just feel like that's a very important attribute a person could ever have. And I want to be that person. I want to be beyond of who people think I am, you know? And I, proving people in my past wrong is just super satisfying. Even though it's not forwarding towards them, it's just like more likely for myself, you know, the change that I made. But alongside it, having them see me a different person, a better person, is kind of satisfying. Like, look at me now, you know, like screaming it into the sky or something. Okay, yeah, that's all I want to say though. That's all I want to say though. It's nice giving other people closure because at the same time, you get it too. And I know the process sucks, okay? Sucks ass. But the outcomes will give you great, great comfort. And I feel like it's much needed clarity that you ever needed from a person or something, or, you know, it could be anything. Could be anything. Closure could come from anything or anybody at all. So, yeah. Man, I feel so grown up. I'm being serious, though. I've never had this kind of huge closure, you know? Yeah. That's all. I'll see you guys next week, maybe. And again, thank you for listening to my episodes. You all made me feel less lonely in this world, and I feel like somebody's out there definitely listening to me talk. And it's nice. It's a nice feeling. It's a nice knowledge to acknowledge. It's true though. Also, if you guys wanna ask anything or complain or vent or ask for advice or suggest topics for future episodes, you can DM me at my podcast Instagram at Blabbers by Azzy. I will put that in the description below. So you guys go have fun treating me like a therapist. I really like it. I actually do read your DMs, and very happy, very glad to be someone that you would trust. Yeah. So yeah. Go finish the unfinished businesses that you have. Go do it. Like, do it right now. Do it while you're listening to this episode. Go do it. Because when else will you ever do it, right? Maybe they will die. Do you want them to die before you have that closure that you both needed? Yeah, this applies to everything, like things and family and past relationships or past friendships or even right now, you know. You want to end things with people. You give them closure. You make them understand why. It's shitty leaving things hanging. It's like a Netflix show that never gotten a second season. It sucks, isn't it? not getting a second season, even though this first season was such a cliffhanger. Yeah, I'm talking about I Am Not Okay With This. Oh my God, the first season was such a cliffhanger, and they canceled. What was that? That was crazy scary. And they canceled the whole show. I was furious. So nobody likes that. Pretend. Imagine that's a person. Okay? It's painful leaving them unfinished like that. Okay, that's all I want to say. Have a great day today. Happy Tuesday. Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. And rock on. Have a good life. Have a good day. And I'll see you in future episodes. Very fun to be here. See you next week. Goodbye. Goodbye. Good night. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Okay, bye.